So sometimes things that we think of as toys become very useful industrial instruments. And then there's the reverse process. I think when it was originally introduced, the Segway was going to revolutionize everything. And now it's just largely regarded as a toy, which is something I can't quite figure out because they are extraordinarily useful. You still see them in airports where security guards can get around. You'll see them sometimes in warehouses where people have a lot of ground to cover. But still, it seems largely it's for tourists. And as a matter of fact, I've never quite understood Segway rentals in places like the Distillery District, where it's a very uncomfortable ride. But what about drones? We think of drones as something the kids can play with. Certainly, we have some industrial drones here at Bell Media that we occasionally use to capture video. I'm not sure how frequently we do that anymore. In war, it has become a very useful means of delivering explosives, but also of conducting surveillance. And now, increasingly, people are using them for delivery, including the medical profession. There's an experiment going on, or actually a contract's been awarded, where hospitals are using drones to deliver stuff from one hospital to another. This is happening right now in Milton and Oakville. Sylvia Kolitsopoulos is the Director of Sales and Marketing at Drone Delivery Canada. It's nice to have you. Good morning.
Thanks. Thank you, John. Great to be here. And you did an incredible job.
Well, I thought I could be accused of being a drone. But anyway, let's start with what the drones that you use look like and what kind of payload they can carry.
So we have three very incredible drones that we design and manufacture and operate. Two of them right now that are commercially viable are called the Sparrow and the Canary drone. The Canary is the one that's going to be utilized at this groundbreaking project called Drone Care, where it's going to be used between, like you mentioned earlier, Oakville, Trafalgar, Memorial Hospital and Milton District Health, Hospital in Halton Region. The Canary carries 4.5 kilogram payload, so that's almost 10 pounds. And it's going to be utilized to carry and deliver lab specimens from one lab to another between Oakville and the Milton Hospitals. And it is a huge, huge milestone. I would say it is probably a first in all of North America where you have two hospitals literally using drone logistics technology to deliver lab specimens. I dare say globally, it's a first as well. And couldn't be more proud to be a part of this. And the forward thinkers and innovators that we're working with, like Hilary Rodriguez from Halton Healthcare and Shiro's Karani. Sure. I have to do a shout out. Sorry.
No problem. Is somebody actively flying the thing remotely or is it automatic?
Oh, great question. So we have a proprietary software called Flight, where we literally manage and fly the drones from our own operational control center here in Vaughan, Ontario. It's a complete ecosystem, the innovation that we have developed. It's like a flight control center. It's not handheld. It's not recreational. It is legitimate, like a flight operations control center. It's really, really neat, quite innovative.
And what's the advantage then? I imagine, you know, currently a lot of this material would be ferried around in a car.
Correct. Yes. And you know what? One day we're going to look back and say, oh my God, I can't believe how archaic that was, delivering such critical supplies via, you know, vehicle, because there's so many risks in the vehicle, you know, with that kind of transportation. There's, you know, traffic accidents, construction, a lot of other risks that can happen. So the advantages, obviously, with drones is streamlining and getting there faster. The current route right now by car is 13 kilometers. And on a good day, it would take around, 20 minutes to get there, 25 minutes on a good day if there's like zero issues with traffic. But we know how that is not the case anymore. So imagine using a drone to deliver lab results. You know, it's crucial. You want to know what's wrong with you. You want to get ahead of a curve of a diagnosis that could be critical to your health. So the fact that these drones, the route is 10 kilometers, the Canary is very, very aerodynamic. We're going to be testing out, obviously, times as we go, but it should be 10 minutes or less. And can you imagine that kind of efficiency, especially for the healthcare sector.
Is there any downside to this? I mean, I don't know if drones crash or get swept away in the wind or if people make mischief with them. Is there any chance that one of these things crashes and then all those samples are lost?
You know what? There's always challenges, and you can always say, you know what, even in a vehicle that carry these types of sensitive materials could get in a car accident. So keep that in mind. There's a lot more risk on the ground than in the air. And sure, there are some challenges still with the technology. The weather, for instance, if it's too cold or too hot, the technology won't be efficient. So we obviously have to not go fly that day. But we have the really great software and technology where it is GPS managed. And if there's an issue with the flight, the drone does turn back to its original drone spot location, as well as this particular drone. It's quite innovative, where the design has a parachute recovery system. So if it does have to deploy, it won't, so to speak, crash and burn and or harm anyone underneath it.
Interesting project. I look forward to seeing it unfold. Thank you for talking with us today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Sylvia Kolitsopoulos is with Drone Delivery Canada.